say with that component of lesser acknowledgement, in other words, that unconscious guilt, that we have promised to declare victory. In other words, what we're doing is systematically rearranging the furniture, we're systematically allowing ourselves to ignite with the central sun, to come into that place of holy communion. So that is what is being offered, and I literally see on the altar of our heart the holy grail that is symbolic of our true deliverance. So this is what we're entitled to in each moment as we step up and we recognize our innocence. So there, what we want to realize is there, hi Miss Mary, there are places of recurrence where we will be fed the fears, we'll be fed the old acknowledgement. In other words, that which is soon to be dearly departed. You know, just as if it was a gravesite, just as if it was an opportunity for transference. And so what you want to realize is what is occurring is that is still coming up for renewal, is still coming up for recognition. So what comes bump in the night, in other words, what you're attending to in the linear perspective, in the linear framework, what we want to do is to rest that aside. So it could be whatever it happens to be. It could be at work, it could be personal, it could be your next door neighbor. It really is fairly irrelevant because what we're doing is pressing forth to our light to declare our innocence, to declare our holiness. And how we do that is to dismiss charges. In other words, to see the energies of past consequence, to see the energies of past influence for what they are. We only have to recognize it and be willing to receive. And the lights coming on, the orbs that are flashing right now are an accelerator presence. So in a nutshell, what you're doing is coming to the place of your Christhood, coming to the place of acknowledgement, coming to the place of your true wisdom. So they're asking us to allay our fears and to allow this self-indulgence to occur. Now, Tina, who was in the restroom, in fact, is circulating with this energy, this component. I literally have these roses that are, oh my gosh, they're just kind of circulating your energy. So they're saying to not feel like there was any pause or any lack of communication. In other words, there is no separation. And once you show up for the program, once you show up for the entitlement, all is received, all is received. So they're asking us to allow ourselves the gift of receivership, allow ourselves the gift of holiness, allow ourselves the gift of nurturance, because as we claim our highest self, as we claim our highest empowerment, in fact, that is what is nurturing to us. That is what is bringing forth the highest broadcast. Our desire to be the first to go, our desire to be the first wave, our desire to claim the sense of entitlement, the sense of innocence, the sense of holiness, on behalf of all of the billions of beings of light, has tremendous value. You see, each of you, dear ones, are allowing yourselves to pass the test. You are allowing yourselves, shall we say, to declare your future occurrence, as you will dismiss charges against self. Now, that is what we aim to do. We aim to please. We aim to ignite you with is the secret of your destiny. In other words, dear ones, what you are doing is entering the river of true awareness, true abundance. We bring forth a river because you have the beautiful image of the river in constant flow. Yes, it is not a stagnant river. It is constantly moving. It is constantly on the go. And that is what we are asking you to arrive at, to permit the go, to permit the flow, to permit the constant renewal of all that is being brought forth to you. You see, each of you are learning to plug into your destiny. Each of you are learning to expect further occasions of despair and not, but holy recognition, holy reunion, holy alliance. Now we come to each of you and we present to you the keys to the kingdom. In other words, it is for you, dear ones, to pass through the holy gate to the portal of true excellence and allow yourself this merger. It is a requirement, you see, to let go and to let instead your true self, your true master heir to the throne to arrive. You see, dear ones, there is no place that you are not. And so you must understand you are already one with your Christ presence in another altitude, in another holy remembrance, in another truth. Now, truth is an interesting term because indeed there is truly only one excellent truth. All the rest, shall we say, are blemishes of the night. There are blemishes of past consequence. They are blemishes that are soon to erase and be no more, as you will receive them, understand? So this is your destiny, as you will allow it, as you will permit it, to override past pretense, to override past determination, past offering to the self, and to claim your victory. Now we come to each of you, and we press upon the breast an excellent service deed. In other words, we are attuning your spirit shield, shall we say, to your own holiness, to your own grandness, to your own love essence. It is not only the channeler, you see, that has the holy right to abide by these higher realm energies. Each of you are destined to tune in to your own observation, to your own pattern of excellence, to your own acquittal, understand? Now the acquittal is quite important because the acquittal will be taken on a broad stroke basis. In other words, you are not acquitting yourself. You are recognizing and dismissing charges against all others. It is a two-way street, yes, and quite purposeful, quite profitable. But you must understand the blessings we have spoken of as gently, yes, and in earnest. They must pass. Through your own holy vessel, through your own holy loveliness and excellence of favor. In other words, you cannot witness disdain in another without bringing it forth for the self for transference of occurrence. Now, some of you are very attuned to this observation. Others of you have the pattern of your own beratement. In other words, you are continually berating the self over and over. Now we ask you to pay particular attention to this avoidance system, because indeed what you are doing is playing martyr of the old energies of yesterday, of history, shall we say. And history is a no thing as you choose to wake up to your light, as you choose to be endowed with your holiness, as you choose to awaken to your grand splendor. In other words, dear ones, let us just say the 3D, it is ready to be archived, it is ready to be no more, as you will step out in faith, as you will realize there is a beacon of truth that is abiding by your own witness, that is abiding by your own tendencies, that is affording you the rite of passage. Now indeed, you are not trying to heal an external world that is just surface structure. In other words, it is just a vibrational allowance or occurrence. What you are doing, dear ones, is attending to your own vibrational matter, and you are adjusting accordingly. Imagine tuning a guitar, understand? It is a no big thing if it is out of tune, but in order to play the loveliest of songs, the most beautiful hymns, you must take out the precious acquirement in order to secure the most heavenly notes. That is what you were learning, how to grant yourselves permission to attune to your own heavenly awareness, to attune to your highest value. Now, each of you have asserted in this incarnation that that is to be stirred, that that is to be remembered, that that is to be welcomed. We ask you to hit the high notes in this recognition. You do not need a to-do list, as a matter of fact. You simply need to have the heart. The heart to bring all with you, to unfold the light for all to see, for all to notice, for all to acquire. Now, some of you are very good in what we shall term the game of denial. In other words, you paint a pretty picture on the outside. The mala beads, they look fantastic and so forth. But what is occurring on the inside is of greater value. We ask you, therefore, to surrender all to love. In other words, it is not a problem at all, whatever should surface. Perhaps it is hate, perhaps it is greed. It is not a problem. It is more of a problem of us waiting patiently for the masters on earth to get with the program, shall we say. In other words, you were due to arrive at your own holiness, at your own awakening, as you were willing to discharge your past remembrances. If you don't entitle yourselves to the truth, well, there is a whole lot of waiting time. Now, we say this in earnest because you are right for the picking. You are the first to go, remember? And so we ask all of you to come on board. We ask you to remember and to salute your higher self that is in counsel with you with tremendous cause, with tremendous acceleration, with tremendous encouragement. In other words, you do not walk Holy Mother Earth alone. We therefore ask you to grant yourselves permission to recognize your traveling companion, to recognize that which is due you, to allow grace to unfold on every remembrance, on every divine appointment. You see, your divine appointment is happening in the here and now. As you will assume a position of authority, you must be willing to grant permission for the keys to be given. In other words, allow us to have a look-see. Allow us to accompany you in all the corridors of time. Now, as you do so, you must understand you are bringing healing to your multidimensional vessel. In other words, as you import the charms, as you import the ability, shall we say, the psychic ventures of past occurrence parallel in truth, what you do is you arm yourselves with your own holiness. You are waking up to healing gifts extraordinaire. Yes, it is time. Now, as you seal your fate, you must remember that as you introduce love to all of your occurrences, you are being the spokesperson for all of their parallel lifetimes. In other words, you are healing the whole self. Now, that is the reason for the celebration, because you are coming to remember your oneness, your whole self. In order to do so, you must be willing to be the first to go. Let us be frank, as you continue to follow idolatry of focusing on the exterior, of focusing on the name game, the blame game, shall we say, you are missing your divine appointment. As you bring all moments to the altar of your higher self, we have the capability to transmute all past acknowledgments, in other words, past judgments. We can do this lickety-split, but you must be willing to serve your higher cause, understand? Now that is what we are waiting for. We are waiting for you to slip into something more comfortable. We are waiting for you to assume a position of powerful mastery. As you do, you will find time shortening quite rapidly. There is no need. Now in truth, you are all being moved to your proper positions. You are all in positions of leadership, yes? And you are all seeking your divine stations. We bring forth this rapid approach because there is no time like the present to get started. It matters not what occurred a moment before. It matters not when you have lapse of judgment. It is part of the protocol. It is part of the deal. There is an ebb and flow approach. But as you develop your mastery, as you develop your crownness, you will recognize that it is easier and easier to slip into your new timelines. That is what we are offering you, and perhaps a bit of a challenge, to notice the opportunities as they present. When you find yourself involved with the afflictive emotions, to relax, to take that deep holy breath, and to remember to serve the higher self. I know not what this is for. I know not how to assume a position of powerful mastery, but I choose to serve the light in this holy moment. I choose to remember my empowerment. As you do, dear ones, you must understand, you come heavy-handed. In other words, you have the grace of majesty. You have the grace of past empowerments. You have the grace of an enlightened master on earth. Understand? There is no place where this grace will not come and provide, will not... There is no place where this grace will not come and provide, will not salute your highest cause. You see, the channeler, she was following along and considering some of her own trespasses And yeah, she got a little blip, a little stuck. You see, but as she relaxes and assumes that there is energy to be had, that there is a higher involvement, she is good to go again. We always suggest that this mirroring example or episode is of great value to each of you, yes? Because this is what you do daily. You mirror to each other your own holiness, your own steps, your own avoidance patterns at times, and your own acquittals. We bring forth this rapid journey because indeed it is coming to a close as you will receive it. Now in truth, the journey goes on and on, but wouldn't it be nice to step into new shoes, new acquaintances, new involvements of love? Focus on love, the love for self. Focus on the love for others. Admit to self and your own holy grace where you find yourself not quite as willing to be a lover on a particular occasion. It is no big deal. We have been through this appointment. We have done the drill, in other words. We understand what it means to walk this initiatic path, this initiatic process. We judge not. It is only the lower self that has the continuing judgment. This is what we ask you to bring to the altar. When you find yourself in judgment of self or others, it is a no thing. But when you keep it hidden, it is everything. We cannot abide. We cannot serve. We must patiently wait in another dimensional occurrence for you to be ready, to be involved, to get the picture, to be ready to claim your own divine inheritance. As you should choose to do this, the angels, the legions of them, you will hear the rustling of the wings, yes? Will come and impart wisdom, will impart guidance. Sometimes they will lead you to certain provisions. In other words, they will remind you of opportunity to start again. Sometimes, due to your own spiritual merit, you will simply receive grace, problem solved, jury sent home. You must understand that's what this landscape is about, all these judges and juries. It is time to dismiss charges for all, yes? And so let us begin. Let us assert and claim the holiness of the masters that have arrived for the purposes of accelerating consciousness to a higher value, to a higher status for all. We have great respect and pride in each of your footsteps, in each of your steps. Even those that you may consider to be a step backward has great value as you are willing to submit it to your higher altar, understand? There is never a moment where help has not arrived. There is never a moment where you are in the process of dancing the good dance, of stepping into your master ascension. And so as we close this activation, we bring forth the promise that as you open up and assert your right for victory, we will stand bravely by you. Some of you are feeling our energies, yes? Some of you are beginning to channel our words, our energies, our desires. You will realize indeed that there is not as much separation between us and you as you may have thought. You like to think of us as masters somewhere in the sky that brings comfort. There is someone ahead. In truth, you are simply stepping into your own arrival. We will leave you with that inquiry and allow you to ponder that some more. In time, which is shortening, you will realize there is no separation at all. And so it is. And they're asking us to take a moment and to receive the light, to receive the love of our higher self, to receive our divine appointment. Thank you. I know you are not going to.